International Women's Day, and I'm shaving. Yes, I'm gonna have a particularly good shave on International Women's Day, because to me this is not a day to be let go by lightly. In other words, I gotta put my best face on today because I love women. And it would be an insult and disrespecting so if I didn't actually strip off some of that stubble, that masculine gunge that grows overnight on my chin, on my cheeks, on bloody all up my nose and all of my ears. So, begone hairs. Today is International Women's Day, and it matters. It matters. It's not a load of bullshit. It really does matter to me. I do have mixed feelings. The mixed feelings are both powerful, and I suppose you could say that they're two ends of the extreme in a kind of a way. On the one hand, I absolutely love women. I really am delighted that when I was born, I found that there were women. I mean, if I had been born and discovered that the only people I had to play with were men, and the only people I had to talk with were men, and the only people who drew up all the rules for me in life were men, I would not be pissed off, you know? And that would have meant that my personality would have been marked in that kind of negative way. But as it was, I came into a world of diversity. There were women there, and they were bloody nice. I mean, there was one called my mother, and she was nice, but she wasn't the only woman in my life. I did actually have other women in my life. And I must say, they enabled me to understand men better, because the contrast is what really made the thing for me. So, without going through the whole of my life and the role of women in my life, I just have to say, without the slightest shred of hypocrisy, reservation, sarcasm, any of that kind of stuff, I love women. So let's get that out in the open first. Now, the second thing, and this is why the feelings are mixed, because if I didn't have these, the next set of feelings, I wouldn't have mixed one. Which word will I pick? Furious, that's the best word. I am actually furious at the position of women in society. And I'm furious because there's such bloody waste. Such bloody waste. I mean, women are great, but their talents have only been tapped a certain extent. I mean, look at the situation. In Ireland, the laws are made by men. Okay, I got some people jumping up and down already saying that there is a woman involved in lawmaking in Ireland. Yeah, that makes my point, right? Laws are made by men. It's so bloody boring to see them making laws, the men. All Parliament, all full up of men. County councils, all full up of men. You know, it's just boring from a diversity point of view. Visually, artistically, creatively. And this is not to take any side in the matter of politics. They can all make the most brilliant decisions as much as they like, the men, but they still remain essentially, when they're clustered together homogeneously, they're still essentially boring, right? Even if they're on the right side of the revolution and they're sort of transforming society into utopia, they're still boring. It is not good enough to have a parliament made up of only men, right? Life is about living and enjoying it, and it's a visual, auditory, olfactory and kinesthetic experience, life. You know, life is an imagination. And imagine an imagination in which the palette of colours that you have to use are all, you know, men colours, right? The colours are male. We can allow you to use male colours to do your painting today. You know, Rothko, Picasso, you know, bloody hell. You see, I can't even think of women artists at the moment. You see, I've been so bloody indoctrinated by male culture that I can't give you half a dozen brilliant female artists. And they are there. That's the point. The point is, they're there. But I, as a man, haven't actually been, had it drummed into me that women are, you know, creative in every single way. Women are strong. Don't get, guys, women, anybody listen to this, don't get the idea that women are weak. Women are shit strong. You know, you don't have an argument with a woman at home about any aspect to do with the home, any aspect to do with, you know, a whole range of things. Often any aspect to do with money, right? They run rings around you, right? But set up a parliament? No, we gotta have it so it's only men who can be here, right? And I just find that boring. And in fact, I'm not going to even make any political points whatsoever. I just want life to be interesting. I got a six-year-old daughter in there getting dressed ready for school. And I bloody well woke her up this morning saying, it's International Women's Day. It's International Girls' Day. Don't sleep through today. That's it. Anyway, that's me. I've shaved. I'm now fit to be seen by women. And actually, you know, I'm fit to be seen by men too, you know. It isn't only women that appreciate a well-shaven man. Bye-bye.